Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything Goes with the beautiful, gorgeous Carrie Bradstreet. And I'm myself, Larry Swanson. And welcome to Anything Goes. How are you doing?
I know. I've been a recluse. I hibernate in the winter.
I've called you 100 times.
And I never have my phone on. And so if by chance I check my phone, and I don't ever seem to get notifications that I got a call. I have to like go in and just click, oh, look.
Well, did you see that I did call you and left
Yes. After you said that, I did look and saw that you left a voicemail saying.
Three or four of them I left. So.
My mom does that to me too. Or she sends me emails. You never answer my emails. I don't always get all my emails either. So kind of suspicious. But
Lately I haven't been doing anything. So I really don't look at my phone. And I've been getting all these calls. I bet you I get 20 calls a day. Just about this thing about your...
I don't even answer them, or they'll say potential spam, so I don't even bother.
Not only that, now they got all these con people calling you on the phone, and, you know, just everything.
Randomly there'll be a voicemail, and I'm like... And, you know, they're telling a lie. They say, we're just following up on your request for something or other. I'm just like, nope, sorry. What's it me? I didn't request anything.
I just hang up on them.
No, those are all the voicemails. I do not answer directly. I don't. Well, of course, because I never hear my phone ring. So
Why don't you have your phone on, though? I call you.
As a habit?
What happens if I need to get a hold of you real quick? It's just not happening.
No, you'd have to tell me ahead of time to have my phone on.
come over to your house, knock on the door, and say, would you answer the phone?
She'll call my husband to then.
Well, that's what I did. One day I come over and knocked on your door to get you to come to the door.
I don't even come to the door and I'm looking. Is it somebody I know? Because my dogs go nuts, you know. So it's like.
Do they? Now, how many dogs do you have now? Three?
There's four of them in my
house. Oh, wow. Is one of them your friend? Yeah. How is she doing? I haven't seen her in a long time.
I haven't seen her in a while. Her health's been going up and down, fighting different things. She's had a lot of COVID-related stuff because her immune system was always so
We're talking shot, about a friend of vision. Ours. What's her first name?
Lucy.
Lucy, yeah. I forget her name. But that's how long it's been since I've seen her.
I know. I was thinking, wow, it's been since 2014 is when she first moved in with me.
So anyway, let's tell the audience about, this is a podcast.
This is a podcast.
Now, what we had is our TV show, which ran for how many years did it run?
We had...
7 years?
No, probably about nine, I'm thinking.
9 years. And it was called...
Now we used to say, you've got to be kidding me, America. Now we used to say that for this show. Yeah. Now I'm trying to remember, what was the show?
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
Was a lot of fun.
And looking back at pictures that'll pop up on my Facebook memories and stuff, that's kind of fun.
Well, I've got a bunch of discs that's got the show on it. Every once in a while, I watch one of our shows. Still funny. I mean, you know.
Probably just funny to us because we're watching ourselves. Maybe not funny Maybe to not somebody else. Would
well,
watch
for
it.
Ran for that
no,
long.
No, we had some. We know. Had some really.
And
funny
we ran
skits.
Not only on WKTV. We even ran on Wood TV.
Yeah, that was back before.
That's the first time.
YouTube and all those things were really big yet.
And this was our show. I mean, we had a show on which I thought was pretty good. You know.
Welcome. You know, considering you have a zero budget community television show up against multi-million-dollar productions.
Not
you
bad,
know.
You know.
People can't really compare the two. But
and I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I even had a lot of fun at the grand opening when we had the limousine and everything.
When
we were really playing class on that one.
Yeah, that was back. We did, was it? Tubby Brands or Manelli's, one of those places.
Manelli's.
We were at Manelli's.
Yeah, it was over by your house.
Yep.
But this is not a show. I mean, a show like that. This is just a podcast.
Just a podcast.
And we're not really going to be serious about anything. We're not serious people, really.
Well, I'm going to address the audience. Those who are listening, you don't hear me. I mean, you don't see me, but those who are watching this, I know that there are probably 100,000 podcasts out there, and why in the heck does anybody want to listen to me or Larry? So we have to determine what it is that would interest you in listening to us.
Well, we could talk about sex. That's always interesting to everybody, or to guys anyway. Beautiful women. No? Well, we could talk about all the people that are getting killed in Grand Rapids nowadays. I remember when I first came to Grand Rapids. I'm from a different town than Grand Rapids.
Yeah, you're like a Flint boy in Detroit or something.
But the thing about it is that the hamburger joint in Grand Rapids was closed on Sunday. I couldn't believe that.
Not just hamburger joints.
Oh, everything's closed. Bars were closed. Everything was closed on Sunday. And then I'm thinking, you know, well, what's this town? Yeah, you know, it was really funny. But so there's a lot of things we can talk about. Our number, we're going to try to get it up and put it on our part of our show. So if you have anything you want to talk about.
Oh, I hope it's your number that you're going to give
out.
I'll
give my number out. I don't care. So
it's like, yeah.
I'm used to hanging up on all these people that call me now. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the health program. We're going to talk about the problems we have in crime in Grand Rapids now. And that's why I said when I first come to this town, even the McDonald's was closed. Now on every street corner, somebody's getting shot or killed. That's just ridiculous. You know?
Yeah, it's... I have a totally different philosophy on life and the world than I had probably a year ago, just because I've done so much research and learned so much about our history that's been a lie. Everything that we know, pretty much everything that we believe to be true in this world is not true. And so that's why I've been kind of isolated in my house for a long time, because I've been doing nothing but absorbing and learning and studying and researching, trying to come up with what is the truth and how and if all the truth is finally going to be released to everybody, which won't happen until mainstream media is not controlled by those who are the liars and, you know, the criminals and whatnot. And I think this year a lot of this stuff is going to be happening, and so our podcast may be a totally different thing, because I think my purpose is to inform people about what the truth is and to actually help people. And I've got a lot of things that I've been working on that are good things that a lot of people are going to be happy about, but I can't really go into it yet, just because people will think that I'm a kook or a nut because they won't believe it. But there's a lot of good things coming in this world, and I don't think that crime and all of this negative stuff is going to be as bad in the future.
Well, we hope. Let's hope not. I mean, it's getting to a point where you can't even get in your own car and drive down the road without worrying about getting shot nowadays here. Yeah. And I mean, I'm not trying to exaggerate it, but look at how many people is getting killed. I do not watch
mainstream media, because
do you watch all Fox I hear all News
I hear
all?
No all I hear are all I know and I and people say, oh, can you prove it, blah blah blah. I have a very good sense of truth. My discernment meter is super, super high, so I know when something is false or a lie, which something that's misleading. Basically, anything that comes from an official government person, mainstream media, Hollywood, believe the opposite, pretty much. So I don't even, unless I want to get frustrated. I can't, even listening to my car, having the radio on and PSAs and stuff come on, and it's nothing but, to me, it's lies that are being, you know, perpetrated about, you know, COVID or about wars or about different political people. It's last, like, I can't handle it. It's just like, I know the truth, and they're pushing all of these lies, and it's like frustrating to me. It's like, when is everybody else going to know the truth so that I can have a communication and conversation with other people?
Sure. One thing that I seen last night on TV is a missile, and it was from Soviets saying that that missile was to go up in the air and aimed at the United States, and they stopped it before it came to the United States. But it was showing that that missile could hit us. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, are we getting prepared for this? Is that 86-year-old president or 88-year-old president got enough sense?
To me, I'm thinking, I doubt that that's true, because everything that comes out of the news and the media is all propaganda. Well, so unless
if you're looking at it, but at the same time, if you look at the war that they're having.
I'm not looking at the war that they're having, because I don't.
You don't believe it that they're having that?
I don't believe it's what it is that the media is saying that it is. There's video that they're showing that they're claiming is live video. It's coming from movies. It's coming from video games. It's coming from, you see actors, video or phone footage of people showing these are actually setups of actors pretending things are going on. And so much of this is propaganda to make people believe a certain thing, that unless I'm there physically and I'm seeing what's going on, I'm going to doubt everything that I see that's being televised.
Well, we got to get some fun into you then. We can't.
Well, no. So
that.
In the meantime,
see,
so in the meantime, I don't pay attention to that. I've been doing crafting and trying to keep myself creative, busy until it gets nice outside, so I can get back out and start.
Supposed
doing
to have a 60-degree.
No, it's supposed
today.
To be 60 today, but it's supposed to be 80 on Saturday.
Yeah,
so I was like,
nice.
How much can I get done? And
I'm getting
Saturday.
My boat ready to fish. That's what I'm going to do. So.
Yeah. So I focus. I've been focusing on, like I said, stuff that's for good.
Pickleball. You're
so
getting that ready behind
so
your house,
then,
right? My wife says she's going to come over and play. She said, I'll just go knock on the door one day and say, can I play some pickleball?
I started out working on my yard. Well,
have you played pickleball at home?
I set it all up, Larry. I went out there and I lined, I researched it, and I have it all lined up for pickleball and got it all ready. And then I thought, before I have anybody come to my house and play this, I got to fix up this part of my yard.
Yeah.
And so then I spent all the rest of the summer fixing up my yard, never once played pickleball.
Now, do you still have the leather pouch I got you for your tool
belt? My tool belt? I do.
Oh, and that's good. I know you lost it there for a while.
It just got misplaced.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, are you still working on your house, or are you about done with
that?
I
did some stuff, but I kind of ran out of stuff to do at my house. Yeah.
Well,
so
I've been
working at my church.
I'm now getting a
church.
Shower down the basement. So.
Oh.
I hate getting in a bath taking a shower. I like to be in a shower. So we're putting a new shower in, so I'm excited about that.
Yep. So,
but,
I got a lot of outdoor stuff that I need.
So do you
to get.
See any of the old gang from our show at all? I know you were saying you saw.
I haven't been. Like I said, I kind of been hibernating.
Yeah.
But I did come to, Sophia did an interview here with the star of Gold Rush. There's a show where they're up in Alaska where they panned for gold,
oh, yeah.
Some white water.
Are they still
whatever.
Finding gold up there?
I guess. Yeah. So, but I guess this guy lives like in Lansing or somewhere. And so she did an interview with him. And so Dan was one of the camera people. I was a camera person. And Rebecca was here and brought their new little baby. So I saw Dan and Rebecca.
Well, did he run a camera too?
And Dan ran a camera, yeah.
No, I mean little Dan?
The little guy, no. No,
not that.
No. So, but I think I've seen pictures where they're taking them to Comic-Cons and all this. So he's going to be just a little mini Dan, I think.
Well, another thing too, if, write this down, my telephone number is 616-617-7533. I'll say it again, 617-7533. If you want to be on our show, if you've got something that you want to get off your chest, if you're upset about something and you'd like to see us bring it to the area, we'll be more than happy to do that. So that's my telephone number. Give us a call. We're doing this just because we used to have a show and we're kind of bored not having something to do with our show. So we thought we would do a podcast here. Mm-hmm. And we love to have people on our show. And we love crazy. Trust me, we love crazy. We don't like real serious things, but if we can take that serious thing and make it funny, we'll do that.
Right.
Not to say things are if it's not funny, we don't want to make it funny. We'll be
want to laugh at something that's
right.
Not
if you got something sincere
funny.
That you want to talk about, more than glad to have you on our show. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have you on our show. We shoot every Thursday.
Oh, I was
not every Thursday. Once a month on Thursday, but for right now, yeah.
Right, because maybe in another month, the world will be completely different, and I will be having great news to be using this platform to.
Now, what church do you go to here?
I go to Holy Trinity Evangelical Lutheran, just down the street in Byron Center.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, on Burlingame.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and actually, they have a day school there, and they're doing their play. So I've been going up there. I've been working on working on their background and stuff. I said, well, if you need a coach, because it's supposed to, the play is kind of, it's got kind of a comedy lines in it. It's like, if you guys need some coaching, I love to be coaching you guys and doing your comedy lines. I kind of miss doing comedy show.
We got a comedy show at our church this Saturday. My wife and I are going to it. I wanted to see if I could tell my about the three people that died and went to heaven, but
that
my wife said I shouldn't do that. It's too old.
So you're having it's a comedy show, a play, or they're doing
a comedy show. That's just yeah.
With comics type
yeah.
of a comedy
yeah.
show.
Yeah, that's what a comedy show is.
Not necessarily. A comedy could just be like a sitcom is a comedy show.
Oh, okay.
But you mean it's comics, actually,
yeah.
Stand-up comics.
Well, I need
comics
some new
some new material is what you need.
Yeah, well, see, it's because you know me for so long, you hear it all the time. My wife says the same thing, you know, so.
Yeah.
But you got to hear things new before you can say them, so.
Well, if you hear them, then they're not new anymore. You have to come up and create your own original material.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah.
So in most comics, they come up with material from their own life experience.
Now, how long is our show now? Is it a half hour?
We're just going to do a half an hour.
I wonder how much more time we have.
You're already getting bored of the conversation of the show.
No.
This sounds like going back to where we were last year when we used to do this.
Let's talk about the chairs that I brought in here and sold to Tom. So the chairs are from Steelcase. So
yeah, it's I don't know what they're doing in here anymore. It's
no, you don't. I mean, it's usually dead around here nowadays. We used to come
in here. The good old days.
Oh yeah, we used to have a lot of fun in here.
Yeah, in the good old days, you know, people. They had more free time to come in and to do stuff like this. Now people figure, you know, unless they're getting paid, they don't do that. They don't volunteer to do stuff anymore.
Yeah, this is all volunteer. Everything here is volunteer.
Yeah.
And Tom's been here for quite a few years. So
yeah.
I've been here longer than Tom. Can you believe that?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I was here before with the other.
Well, you've been here since the Ice Age, so
that's
just not saying much.
Yeah. Yep. I'm getting old.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, you know.
I know, I'm getting old too. My youngest, who's in Dallas, she just had a birthday. 28.
You know, I think of her every time I hear about storms in there.
I know. They had, it was a couple of years ago, they did have a big tornado that came through, because I know me and my husband went down like in November of 2019? And the tornado had just recently been through there. And you could see it from the airport, how where it came by the, it's Love, it's not Dallas Fort Worth, it's the it's Love Airport, is that what it's called?
I don't know.
But yeah, and it just, you could just see the path that it took. It took out their church.
Well, you know, they went to. I went down to meet my new son, and and we were, that was in Florida, and they had a big
hurricane
there, and we drove for miles and miles, and all the woods were just tipped over, and things were up in the trees, and just I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You know, it's just unbelievable what God puts
the power
up there.
Well, even just here, we've had so many strong windy days.
60 miles an hour.
I look out in my yard, and I've got these huge, huge pine trees.
Yeah.
And they're moving, and I'm just like, is there a tornado? Should I be concerned? Because that wind, I mean, you can hear it, and I've got these huge chimes that are like this big around, and they're
right,
like,
and they just jingle around.
Yeah, so I know when it's windy out, there are these harmonic chimes, and so it just sounds like church bells going off. But he's like, it must be windy when it's like an orchestra going on out there.
My wife's got this thing that's in her garden. It's pretty tall, but it spins around. And I'm telling you, the other day,
take off.
I swear, I thought it was going to take off because it was going. You could hear it humming.
Yep.
It was going. So
I know. I know. We've had straight line
winds
come
through.
And my
dog is in the backyard, and the wind was blowing so hard. Now he's not a big dog, but
I know. I was afraid my dog
went up into the air.
I know my little 10-pound one. I'm like, you can't go outside. I don't think we might lose you because it's that windy. I know, and I don't remember having so many windy, strong, windy days before.
No.
And for the first time, we've been in our house since 93 and never had lost power. I mean, maybe lost power for like 30 seconds or something. Twice within like a month or two, we lost power, and we never lose power. And so I don't know if it was from all those, that strong wind or whatever. I'm like, wow.
Did you see that birds and different animals and that, and frogs and everything are dying away because of the stuff that we're putting on, the flowers and all the stuff that is killing the frogs and the birds and all that. And I'm thinking, why don't we pay attention to that more? Why do we let all this stuff happen? You know, they bring it up, but they never do anything about it. And
I know, and that's another thing too, that I'm hoping all this stuff is going to change. All the poisoning of our soil and all the chemicals and poisons and everything. In my movie, which I've been talking about forever, that waiting to get released, talk about that in the movie, about how our environment, everything has changed, you know, just for our food and, you know, the crops and everything that affects so much of what's going on and with our health, whatever. So, yeah, there's so much that has gone on for hundreds of years behind the scenes that we do not know what, you know.
We're starting
the
to
control
go to
that
so
we've
that
had.
We can,
we've been slaves, debt slaves, and slaves, and totally unaware, not knowing what our rights, our God-given rights are, and we've given up all of our rights and everything to an illegal authority, you know, a government that's supposed to be, we're supposed to be self-governing. I mean, there's just, we believe just because it's always been a certain way is to
well,
be the truth.
People don't pay attention because they don't want to listen. They don't want to. They don't.
No, it's easy.
That's your problem. That's not my problem. You take care of that yourself. But yeah. It is their problem, and it starts that way. And
I know.
And we don't listen to it.
I know. We need more and more people just need.
And we put people in jail
to be awake.
They should not go. I mean, they're putting people in jail nowadays. You know, the police go into work and think, oh, let's arrest some people. They enjoy
it's because
that kind
it's,
of stuff.
It's because it's set up to be a money-making corporation, and we're not supposed to, we're not supposed to have police. We're supposed to be self-governing. We have a sheriff is supposed to be the highest authority. We're supposed to be all such a small community that self-governs itself.
Yeah.
And we're not supposed to have this big federal government that tells us what to do. The federal government is actually supposed to just be governing its own self in Washington D.C. All of these laws and regulations are for federal D.C. employees and not for us, we the people. And it's like people don't know the truth, and we've been just, they said this is what we're supposed to do. Okay, we'll do it. And not looking at the fact that we're just giving up all of our rights.
I think this is the longest half hour I've ever had. I keep looking over there. When's that fist going to hit the door?
I know, when time flies, it doesn't fly.
Yeah, I told
but my... like I said, there's so much stuff that eventually will, more and more people will, I think, and until the truth starts coming out in mainstream media, which is what most people listen to and believe, the truth and stuff isn't going to get out. But I have on good authority that a lot of the stuff is going to be coming out. And this year there's going to be a lot of disclosure of things, and more people are going to be waking up. A lot of people are going to be mad that they've been deceived and lied to for their whole lives. And there's going to be some major changes, but there's some good things that are coming. There's good things, like we talked about how I became an American state national. So I know a lot, and I know a lot of that has to do with the bogus financial system and everything, and how those things are changing. And people are going to be very happy with the changes that are coming. As far as
the financial system, our money, our debts, and everything.
Well,
it's like this. You stop and think, when the government shut down everything with like businesses and all that, and my business that they shut down, okay, I couldn't hire any more people. I couldn't do anything.
It was all intentional, too.
I had to pay my bills, right? Well, I paid my bills from my money that I had, that I kept and kept and kept. And then all of that has had to go out to pay my credit cards and all this. Well, it got to a point where if you're not making any money, how do you pay your credit cards?
I just said,
what the heck with it?
People are going to find out that we have been robbed of our...
Taxes, for instance.
It's even greater than that, and it's so much more than I mean, I've got thousands of hours of research, and that I can't explain stuff to people just in a conversation.
And then people don't want to listen to you because they don't want to take the time to understand.
Or they don't want to do the research themselves, or they're just like, that can't be true, that can't be true. It's
right.
Like, why can't it be true? Why do you believe, X, Y, and Z, who don't have your best interest at heart, yet, somebody over here is going to tell you something that is doing it because they love and care about you and want to help you, but you would rather listen to something bad and negative over here just because that's all you've ever heard, rather than taking the time to think, yeah, maybe I should listen to somebody who's actually cares about me and cares about the truth. And people have to shift that mindset, and it's hard to do. And that's why it's taking a long time. But like I said, when someone actually knows the truth, discovers the truth, they want change.
Should some of our people that we get to be on our show have people that would like to discuss that on our show and bring it to the attention so other people can hear it too? I mean, you know, that could be a whole half hour right there in itself. And do you think it's interesting enough that people would say, oh, let me listen to it? Or are they going to be, don't confuse me with the facts. You know
what
I mean?
Right.
And that's what most people are. Don't confuse me with the facts. I don't want to know. So they just don't want to know, or because they're not interested in it, or it's just a lot of different things.
A lot of it is people's like, no, I don't want, they don't want to change, or they're afraid of something that's new, or a lot of people, it's called cognitive dissonance, where they just refuse to believe, you know, something new, and they just can't. And
you know what really bothers me, as far as these boys, these kids that go over to fight for our country. Mm-hmm. And they get shot, they get hurt. And we have to have different places in America that will get money for these people and work hard to get them a place to stay. And I can't believe that, you know.
It's all backwards.
I remember going, when I was in the service, I was coming home. I was going through Hawaii and then coming up to Chicago. And I'm at Chicago waiting for a plane to take me to Flint. And a guy comes up to me, and I have a uniform on, and he spits on me. And I said, you didn't just do that. And I couldn't believe that our America is like that.
Because the TV was telling them a narrative of what was going on, and they believed the news, and so
what they were saying really happened.
Yep.
I mean, it was...
The CIA has actually been behind mainstream media since, you know, 60s.
Well, they don't let you tell the truth. They just let you say the...
No, it's all propaganda. So, it's all running a narrative.
But is our half hour anyways, over?
We're probably close to being done. So, well, hopefully the next time that we're here, I will actually
have some good information. So we're just kind of...
We never prepare, because it's anything goes. And if we prepare, you know, new things change.
You know who sings that song that's on our...
I don't even want to talk about... She's not a good person.
She's not?
No.
Oh, no, don't tell me that.
There's so many, like I said, there's so much deception out there. People are going to find out this world that we thought was one way is completely different. But there's good news on the horizon, and I'm blessed to be able to tell and share some stuff in the future, which is going to be very helpful to people, but I can't right now.
No kidding.
Yep.
Well, you're going to have to include me in on all that stuff.
I will.
But I know that...
I'm all about making things better and to promote goodness and not be believing lies and stuff anymore. No more believing lies.
Now, somebody isn't going to come in here with guns and arrest us because of what you say.
No, they can't. They can't arrest me. I'm not part of their system.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not part of that bogus
fake
corporate
system.
So
you can't even call the police to come to your home to do anything then, right?
Why would I?
Well, somebody's breaking into your house, let's say. What would you do?
If someone's breaking into my house, I could still call the police, but...
Yeah.
I could actually do my own arrest, citizen's arrest. That's how things are supposed to be, too.
Really? You can make an. I did that down in Atlanta, Georgia, when I had my car dealership down there. It was really funny. We had our people who were coming into our lot and stealing tires and hubcaps and everything. And one night we stayed at our lot with shotguns. And here we hear something, and we walk out, and here's this guy, kid, taking, it was a Jeep, and he was taking
Sunvisors?
Sun visors. He was stealing sun visors, and he had them down in his. And so we had a pretty big lot there, and we were walking them back, holding shotguns on them. And I'm saying to Gary, I'm saying, "Gary, why don't we just shoot him? He'll get on the air, and then people will know not to come to our lot." And this guy got so he peed his pants.
Oh,
It
I
was
believe
so
that.
funny. It was.
Visors. Wow. What was
Yeah,
the market for visors?
Why would you steal sun visors to put
so they
on
can
your
sell them
Jeep?
back to the car dealership? Hey, it looks like you got cars without visors. Hey, look
But
what I got. Visors.
It's ridiculous on how stupid people are, though. Here's this guy stealing. That's all he's stealing is, you know,
Well,
sun
hopefully in the
visors.
future, people won't have the need to
But
steal
we had
because.
more fun harassing that poor kid walking up.
Right.
And he's hearing
Yeah,
all of
scared
everything.
straight.
Yeah, scared straight.
Right.
But when the cops got there, they were talking about they were jealous because they didn't catch the guy. We had to catch the guy.
Right.
And he's saying, "That's our job, not yours." And I said, "Well, we lost too much money to wait for you guys. We
Right.
decided to do it on our own, and we did it, and it worked." So,
Yeah.
but the kid wet his pants. I just thought that was the funniest
Yeah.
thing. So,
Yeah. Anyways. All right. Well, we've got to end our show.
huh?
Remember, we did like our farewell tour where we say goodbye 100 times. Now it's you doing it.
Oh, saying goodbye to people?
Yeah, that's the
How
end of
many
our show.
times?
Yeah.
Has he knocked
He
on the
gave us
window
5 minute notice 10 minutes ago.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, let's say goodbye to everybody.
Well, thanks for listening, and
well,
hopefully
thanks for you and I to be back together.
Yeah, and I'm gonna try pickleball this afternoon, apparently.
Oh, yeah, my wife, that's she plays 3 times a week. She's just got it.
I know.
She's got the
She's got
you
the
know,
bug. I know.
Right. And she's into this dancing, what do you call line dancing?
Oh, really?
Yeah, she does line dance.
She's doing retirement the right way.
Right.
Apparently.
She is. I'm with my knees, it's kind of hard for me to dance,
right.
but I've been trying. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, old age kicks into you, and there's just a lot of things you can't do anymore, you know. So, well, let's say goodbye to
All
the
right.
audience. Goodbye,
right.
audience.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week, same
or
time.
Not
no,
next
no,
week,
not
but
next
a
week.
Next podcast, whenever that can
Our
be.
next, the third Thursday of every, or the last Thursday of every month.
All right.
And then it'll be running all week in different places.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Sounds
Love to
good to
see
me.
You again.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too.
Goodbye, everybody.